Hello.
Hi, I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings for, is it TH.4L Management?
Yes, ma'am. How you doing?
Oh, hi. I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. How are you today?
Mm-hmm. I'm good. Just really getting my day started. Yes, this is Terrell.
Terrell, it's nice to meet you. My name's Tara. And the reason for my call, Terrell, we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And we're calling to speak with you about listing you on the first page of Google for your keywords there in the area. And have you done a search recently for painters in your area by any chance on Google?
Right now I'm on Angie's List and Thumbtack.
Angie's List and Thumbtack. Okay, I'm familiar. Yeah, we work with a lot of companies that use them too. And you know, when you do a search on Google, like for anything, maybe for you, like a hardware store, right? Or a restaurant. It'll show the map of the local area. It pops up in the middle of the page. And then next to that map, there's a list of some of the locals that service within that area. While there are pages of results in there, I mean, the list goes on and on, but on that first page, there's a handful. So like right now, just in your neighborhood, they see Scott's Interior and Exterior or Abel Painting or Nate's Painting. Do you know those guys by any chance?
No, ma'am, I don't. But
no?
Yeah, no, ma'am.
Okay, well, they're smaller. They're the locals there, too. That's what it's designed for. They're just a couple that are listed there now. So that's where we would be listing you, is right there alongside them. So now you'd be one of those local options when people search from there as well. And the reason you're getting this call today is they had one of those first page positions become available in your geographic area for that category. So we're assigned to that area today. We'll be calling through to fill that open position there. And if we were to program you in to appear there too, they would block out one of those spaces for you too. So just like those guys, you'll always be one of those local options for people at that moment that they're ready to make the call. You'll be there to catch them too. And that all makes sense so far, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Beautiful.
I understand where you're going.
And a couple of questions, Terrell. How long have you been in business in the area there?
I have been running my business for 4 years now, and I've been a painter for 10 years. So, yeah, 4 years.
Okay. Are you flying solo there, or do you have, like, a helper or a partner? Or?
Yeah, I am. I am solo. I have a crew, but only when I need them. I call on them when I need them, but it's mainly me.
Okay, so they're available if needed. And I know that Louisville, well, the registered address is in the 40229. Is that where most of your work happens, or how far are you typically traveling for the work?
No, typically, I wish my work was more so around my house, but... my home, but no, it's kind of all over the place, you know, Indiana, let me think a couple other places. I got about a 50 mile radius.
45 to 50. Okay. And you mentioned, the Thumbtack and the Angie's List. So
yes.
Can I ask, how do you like those systems, the way that the lead systems are set up with that?
I first got on to Thumbtack back in November. They landed me a 2,000 job within a week.
Nice.
Okay. And then I landed probably 10 different jobs, handyman jobs and painting jobs. Made me a nice little piece of money. I liked it. But then they switched it on me. And every time they sent me a lead, if it fit me, they would charge me, and I didn't like that. I liked how I could, at first, Thumbtack worked as if they contacted you, you only pay if you responded back to them. Now, as time went on, they changed it. Now they just said, if I send you somebody that fits you, you pay it regardless if you respond to them or not. I didn't like that. So I kind of hid my business on that and not looking for no work on Thumbtack. I got in touch with, well, Angie's List got in touch with me, just like you calling me. And well, how did that go? I haven't landed any jobs yet because I just started like a week ago on Angie's List. And my subscription is $350 a month. Realistically, I really didn't want to pay that. I didn't want to pay that, but I went ahead and took that on. And right now, within, let's say, the past week, I have now five leads. I haven't landed any of them yet, but I got five leads. They're over probably $1,500 to $2,500 jobs. There's five of them. I need to work on landing these for sure. I've contacted them all. So, I mean, there's real potential there. But the thing is that I'm learning, though, is like, and I understand making money. I mean, you got to spend money to make money. And you got to get spend money to get your name out there for people to, you know who you are, recognize you, and things like that, right? Well, you know, right now I'm in like this, like a financial crisis. So I'm getting ready to purchase my home. My budget is really, you know, I spent my last little budgeting, which was at $350 a month with Angie's List. That's really all I have right now. And if I was able to pick up any more, like budgeting, marketing, you know, funding, if I had it, I would be interested. But since I'm kind of in a weird position right now, you know, am I making sense to you, right?
Right, right. Okay, so it sounds like cost is your main concern. And you see value in being found on Google. It's just the cost would stand in your way.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
well,
it
may be more affordable than you think. The hard part about getting to that first page position on Google, it's not really the cost. It's the availability of the area, like the geographic area for those keywords. And that we have. Why don't I do this? Why don't I pull up the pricing for that position that they have available there today?
Mm-hmm.
And then that way, if you decide that you want that spot, we can go from there. Does that sound good?
Okay. Yeah, we can talk about it for sure.
Okay, so while we were talking, I was messaging Chris. He's my director for the area. If anyone can give us a rate reduction, it would be him. And it might just be a matter of, like, shrinking the area. Let me grab him. We'll get you the best rate we can, and we'll do our best to make it there for you. Hang on here.
All right. Is this Terrell?